Why do executives segment markets counterproductively? In many ways, what we have said to this point is not news, or at least it shouldn't be. Good researchers have written persuasively, using their own vocabulary, that a jobs-to-be-done perspective is the only way to see accurately what products and services customers will value in the future and why. Indeed, all executives would say that they dream of dominating their market with a highly differentiated product. And most marketers will claim that the very purpose of their work is to understand what customers do with their products. In the face of such desires and beliefs, why do so many managers instead seem to rush headlong in the other direction, basing product improvement trajectories on attribute-based segmentation schemes that lead to undifferentiated one-size-fits-all products? There are at least four reasons, or countervailing forces, in established companies that cause managers to target innovations at attribute-based market segments that are not aligned with the way that customers live their lives. The first two reasons, the fear of focus and the demand for crisp quantification, reside in companies' resource allocation processes. The third reason is that the structure of many retail channels is attribute-focused, and the fourth is that advertising economics influence companies to target products at customers rather than circumstances. Fear of focus. One reason why it is difficult to create packages of products and services that do particular jobs well is that the more clearly a product is focused on getting a specific job done perfectly, the less appealing it might become when hired for other jobs. Clarifying what job a product should be hired to do, unfortunately, often clarifies what it should not be hired to do. Focus helps and it hurts, and it is easier to quantify the hurt than the help. This is an especially vexing issue for companies such as RIM, Palm, Nokia, and HP as they chart course into a seemingly uncertain future. Each